Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1945, How I Survived Medical Debt, Part 1, by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. How I Survived Medical Debt, Part 1, by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. It was June 2004, and I was 23 years old. I worked full-time as a nursing assistant at a local hospital on midnight shift and work side jobs just to make ends meet. I was in college at the time, and between multiple jobs and school, I did not have any free time or any extra money to spend. I worked hard every day just to pay my bills and ensure I would have a brighter future. My financial life was a mess, and although I worked constantly, I could never make a dent in my debt. A few bad choices in the beginning had set me up for a terrible financial life at this time. At that time, I struggled with just feeding myself. Most days, I could only do so by swiping my badge in our cafeteria at the hospital to pay in advance out of my next check. Doing this would provide temporary relief, but would often leave me short the month after when paying my bills. What happened next was a complete surprise. I was rarely getting enough sleep and was always trying hard to keep moving forward. I could barely afford anything, and everything that I could not afford went on credit. I made so many mistakes that I would come to regret later. Then the unexpected happened, and I was left in a difficult place financially. I was running and working hard to get in better physical shape. At that time, I was hoping to get an opportunity that was available with the Toledo Police Department. I had always been interested in working in law enforcement and wanted to be able to pass the physical exam. I was interested in pursuing law enforcement as a possible career path and was trying to make sure that I could meet those standards. Then I began to notice some physical symptoms. During this time, I started to feel lightheaded. Over the last few years, I had a few fainting spells, but they had recently increased in frequency. I realized that something just didn't seem right. I would work a 12-hour shift at night, take classes in the morning multiple days a week, and I was a part-time nanny for a few families. My financial situation was not good at the time, and no matter how hard I worked, it seemed to be getting worse. I believe that with hard work and dedication, I could really change my life around. As time went on, I began noticing more physical issues, symptoms such as feeling lightheaded, fainting, feeling increasingly tired, and occasional heart palpitations. I was torn between whether it was just exhaustion or whether it was something more. During this time, I kept exercising and running on very little sleep and believing that I was young and I could handle it. But could I? Doctor's visits and uncertainty. Working in healthcare, I knew that even though I was young and presumably healthy, something wasn't quite right. I started seeing my family doctor first and was referred to a few other specialists. I had multiple doctors suggest everything from blood sugar and blood pressure issues and even dehydration. I had multiple tests, including EKGs, echocardiograms, Holter monitor, 5-hour glucose tests, and tilt table tests. Out of all of those tests, nothing came back explaining what was really causing my symptoms. At that time, I was referred by a friend of our family, another cardiologist, to a coworker of his, Dr. Blair Grubb. Dr. Grubb is a cardiologist that specializes in situations with unexplained heart and vascular issues like mine. Dr. Grubb was the first to suggest that I might have long QT syndrome. He explains that this often shows unexpectedly in the young and healthy, and it was a possibility with my symptoms. How the doctor determined my health condition. The first steps were to start with some of the same testing that I had previously been through. Dr. Grubb performed his own in-office EKG, listened to my heart, and spent time talking to me about my symptoms and experience. He was the first doctor that I felt really took me seriously through this entire situation. His recommendation at that point was to do an implantable heart monitor that would be surgically placed and would monitor my heart during any episodes. At that time, I chose to have the monitor placed, and then all I could do was wait. I would continue on with life as normal with a monitor implanted the size of a small flash drive in my chest, recording my heart activity. The day it all changed. 1 minute, I had been in a patient's room caring for them, and the next moment, I woke up sitting in their chair, sweating and uncertain where I was. Thankfully, my patient was in the restroom and was unaware of what was going on. I could not even remember the surrounding circumstances or where I was when I awoke. I rushed to get the assistance of a nurse I was working with and immediately contacted the cardiologist that I had been seeing. It became obvious something was not right. It had been a couple weeks since I had this monitor placed and proceeded with life, hoping for some answers. Before the monitor, I had a few fainting spells. These fainting spells happened while working on night shift, caring for patients as a nurse's aide. This last time with the monitor, I finally got some answers. I had the monitor's information downloaded and spoke with Dr. Grubb afterwards. He explained that I had pauses in my heartbeat, and with the activity he could see on the monitor, my current condition was diagnosed as sick sinus syndrome. The next step was a pacemaker placement, and they were scheduling emergency surgery. All the while, I was thinking, I can barely pay my bills already. Scared and confused, but trusting my physician. Surgery was scheduled, a silver dollar-sized pacemaker and 2 wire leads were placed inside my chest. My cardiologist had done a wonderful job. I left work on a leave that would last over a month, and my financial and physical situation were turned upside down. I was only 23, young, overall healthy, and not prepared for any of this. I had no savings. I had selected the lower cost health insurance through my employer that covered only 60% of the bill and was already deep in debt. My finances were already a mess, and they were about to get so much worse. The mistakes I made and lessons learned. At that time, I had made a lot of financial mistakes in an effort to live independently. I made choices that affected me in ways that I could not understand when I made them. I wish I had known how to handle my finances when I was young and prevented such a financial struggle. Had I been prepared and educated on what to do, I could have avoided years spent repairing my finances. I currently work in medical billing and have learned a lot that I can share throughout my time in healthcare. Mistakes that I recommend you avoid. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled How I Survived Medical Debt by Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Healthcare and medical bills are a huge concern for all of us in the U.S., regardless of your financial position or if you have health insurance. This is probably the number one reason why financially independent people don't retire early, even when they're otherwise ready. Furthermore, over 60% of bankruptcies are due to medical debt, so it's well worth our time to understand our options here. I'll share a couple of great resources that you might find helpful today and while finishing up this article tomorrow. One is FiHealthcare.com, created by my friend Lynn Frayer. Lynn is a nurse who recognized that the biggest barrier for her family was figuring out healthcare options for early retirement. She spent 3 years creating a database of all the options, taking notes on the considerations for each one. This was the starting point for FiHealthcare.com, which is now a free crowdsourced website outlining insurance options and their pros and cons. The options are always changing and can be confusing to navigate, so the crowdsourced nature of the site means that it's constantly being updated. There's also a Facebook group called Harnessing Healthcare, where members help each other navigate this complex topic. From what I can see in the posts in this group, even when you have health insurance, you often have to battle insurance companies to actually cover your medical expenses. This group does a great job of helping people push back against denied claims, which is often a lengthy and difficult process. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend. And I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.